This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can we deal with laziness when doing good deeds? Anas radiallahu anhu reported that when he used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he observed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would frequently make a certain dua. And this is reported in Sahih Bukhari. And this dua is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazani. That, O Allah, I seek refuge with you against worry and sadness. Ham refers to worry and concern about the future. That when a person is constantly thinking about what might happen or what is going to happen, and this thought preoccupies them so much that they're not able to focus on what they're doing right now. It makes them anxious. Hazan refers to sadness over what has gone, what has passed, what is already over. So a person is stuck in their past. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. And then, wal-ajzi wal-kasal. From weakness, inability, and laziness. Ajz is the weakness, the inability of the body. Meaning when a person is not able to do what they want to do, they don't find the resources or the strength to do what they want to do. And kasal is the weakness of resolve, of intention. That when a person feels lazy, even though they have the opportunity right before them, they still don't do what they could do. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek refuge against al-ajz and al-kasal. Then wal-bukhli wal-jubni. Bukhl is stinginess and jubn is cowardice. That when a person feels too afraid. And then wadala'i ad-dayni. And being overcome by debt, وَغَلَبَتِ الرِّجَالِ, and the domination of people over me. That they dominate over me, they dictate what I should say, what I should do. They control me so much that I have no liberty to do what I wish to do. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made this dua so frequently. It mentions seeking refuge with Allah against laziness. Because this is something that we all deal with. Every person deals with it. So this is a dua that we should also make regularly, inshallah. And with the help of Allah, we will also be able to overcome our laziness.